Columbia Broadcasting System presents Nyla Mack, Let's Pretender. Once again, to the familiar music of fairy tales, the Columbia Broadcasting System invites you to join us in another trip to that magical land of enchantment. And don't look now, but I think your chaperone is right behind me.
You're quite right, Mr. Conover.
Then the stage is yours.
Well, thank you.
So, Gwen, what does the next letter in turn have to say?
Well, let's give a look. Dear Let's Pretenders, I beseech you, I implore you, I ask on bended knees, please play my story. I have listened for the last 5 years and I didn't hear it. So here I am trying once more. Thank you, and I'll be glued to the radio to hear it. Thank you.
If I'm not too curious, is there any hint as to what the story is?
Oh, wait a minute. P.S. Oh, I nearly forgot. The name of it is The Little Mermaid.
Well, that postscript just got there in time.
I thought so, too. After such solemn words as beseech and implore, I'm sort of glad the name of the story arrived in the same mail.
Oh, The Little Mermaid's a very sweet story. Well, I think it's a grand time to play it.
Well, does it suit the rest of you?
No, no, no.
All right, the story settles. Now then, Daisy Alden, suppose you say how we'll travel today.
Well, how about everyone having his own horse, and then we'll gallop all the way.
Well, if the horses can take it, so can we. All right, horses for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. For 9. Come on in, magic wand. 1, 2, 3. Straight up this avenue, through the park, to Let's Pretend. Stop at the shore by the Little Mermaid. Let's go!
Mermaid with your curiosity for the mortal world and its people.
But, Grandmother, when you were 15, I'm sure that you were just as anxious to make your first trip to the mortal world as any of us.
Of course she was.
Undine, tell us what else you saw at the top of the sea. I mean, besides the trees that grow tall and the feathered fish that live in them and sing.
Not feathered fish, Naida. Mortals call them birds.
I can't imagine what they could look like. What else, Undine? Tell me, what else did you see?
Oh, Naida. Well, I think the most interesting thing of all in the mortal world is that all those people have stumps they walk around on. You say they call them legs, Grandmother?
That's right, Undine.
Legs?
But where are their fins?
Well, that's the strange part of it, sister. Mortals don't have them.
Listen to that child. Naida, don't you know that mortals don't live in the water? They can only stay under a very short time, and then they would die. They walk everywhere they go. That's the greatest difference between the mortals and we mer people.
Oh, it's so exciting. I can hardly wait for the time when I'm 15 and can put on my pearl crown and swim to the top of the sea.
Well, it will be a little time yet, my pet. And until you do, I think you'd better content yourself in your garden. Your little ebony statue can be your company.
Oh, I love my beautiful ebony statue. I talk to him by the hour.
How do you suppose that statue ever came down to the bottom of the sea, Grandmother?
Oh, probably a ship was wrecked and sank. And then the heavy statue sank way down through the moss and settled in her garden. I think it was made for some mortal prince, most likely.
A mortal prince, Grandmother? Oh, will I see them when I'm 15 and can go to the top of the sea?
Naida, you ask questions all day long. You'd better run and play in your coral garden.
Look out, daughters. The whales and the sharks are fighting again.
Look at the solid black shadow the whales make, Grandmother.
Yes, they're out in full force. Better go inside the castle until their conflict is over. Come along, Naida.
Will you tell me about how the princes live in their castles that reach the sky and what they do and what they eat?
Oh, what a questioner. Yes, I'll tell you. Only come along now. Come, girls. Now, my dear Naida, here is your birthday gift, your crown of pearls.
Oh, it's lovely, Grandmother, just lovely.
And so our baby is 15 today. And isn't she pretty, sister?
Oh, yes, she's beautiful.
And now, Grandmother, is it time for us to swim to the top of the sea?
Yes, Naida. Undine, are you ready to go with us?
Yes, Grandmother.
Oh, wait, Naida. You must have 8 oysters clinging to your train.
But they'll hurt me.
Nonsense. One must endure a little pain for looks. You must wear them, every Princess Merle does. Why, I have worn 16 of them day and night ever since I became queen.
You're going to have your hands full today, Undine.
I know it, Lolita.
Watch her, Undine. Don't let her swim out of your sight.
I won't, Grandmother.
We'll be back in time for the goldfish pageant in your honor, Naida.
I will, Lolita.
Goodbye, my princesses. Up you go to the mortal world.
Goodbye. Come, Undine. Here we go.
Big wave goes over.
There. See?
Oh, that's the ship like Grandmother was telling you about. Listen, you can hear mortal sounds coming from it.
Oh, how thrilling. I'll see my first mortal.
Let's swim over to it and look into the windows, Undine. Well, if you promise not to go too close. You know, no mortal must look upon a mermaid.
Why?
Because it could only lead to disaster.
I don't see just why.
Because, well, just suppose you fell in love with a mortal. You could not live on the earth. They cannot live in the water. Don't you see what would happen?
Yes, I guess I do. But let's go over to the ship anyhow. Come on.
Do you hear what they're saying?
Listen.
Long live the prince! Long live the prince!
Dear friends, this is indeed a royal birthday party.
That's the prince talking, Undine. And it's his birthday, too. Oh, how lovely. That makes us acquainted, doesn't it?
Of course not. Listen.
You've taken me quite by surprise. And it makes the birthday party all the nicer. And I'm more than happy to welcome you on board. Do make yourselves comfortable. My entire staff is at your command.
Oh, thank you.
Come, bring in the dancing girls. Let's have music and gaiety. Come.
Oh, it's a real party on the ship, Undine. Oh, lift me up on your shoulder so I can see better. Please do.
No, Naida. Time to swim on. Remember, we're to see but not be seen by mortals.
Oh, please. Let me watch the handsome prince a moment more. Undine, look.
What is it? Why are you so excited?
Undine, don't you see the resemblance?
To whom? What are you talking about?
The prince in there and the little ebony statue in my garden.
You're right, Naida. It must be a statue of this very prince.
Then that makes us acquainted, doesn't it? I'll go right in and tell him about it.
Naida, you can't go in there. Don't you see how different they are from you?
I only see that the prince is the handsomest being in all the world. And I shall love him and no other as long as I live.
Naida, what are you saying?
It's true. I knew that someday my statue would come to life. And there he is. I love him with all my heart, Undine.
Stop that foolish talk instantly and let's go home. Come.
You may go if you want to. But I shall stay here and watch my love.
Naida, I forbid you to let your childish fancy wander like this. Now come. Besides, there's a storm coming. The sky is black. Come along.
If there's a storm coming, perhaps my prince will be in danger. I shall stay here. He's mortal. He can't live under the water. You said so yourself.
Foolish child. I'm going. The storm is breaking.
You will be sorry for this. Mark my words. Goodbye.
No power can save him. We're doomed. The ship is sinking. Jump! Jump for your life!
There, my prince. There. You're safe now.
see. I have you on the shore. Oh, open your eyes. Your lips are so blue and cold. Oh, what do these mortals do to help each other? His heart is beating. But oh, so faintly. Oh, my beloved. Oh, he's alive. Open your eyes, my prince.
Hello. Hello.
Oh, thank heaven. Some mortal is coming to your aid, my dearest. He mustn't see me. Why can't you speak to me? If only I could take you to my castle under the sea. But grandmother says mortals can't live there. Farewell. I leave my heart with you. Goodbye, beloved. Goodbye. Undine, the time has come when I must know fully just what happened to our baby sister. You were with her.
Naida, why don't you unburden your heart to grandmother? Please do. I hate to be the one to speak of what really concerns you.
I saw the one man in all the world for me, grandmother. I have fallen in love with a mortal. That's all.
Oh, my precious one. Who is he?
A prince. He's a living image of my little ebony statue. And I love him.
Since he's told you that much, grandmother, perhaps it'll be easier if I tell you the rest. We saw a royal ship on the water. We swam near it, and through the window, Naida saw the prince. I begged her to go away. I scolded her, knowing it'd only bring sorrow, but she didn't even hear my voice.
I see. Then, Naida, what happened? The storm broke. The ship went down. The prince was swept overboard. He was just about to sink forever when I reached him. I carried him to the beach. Heard voices coming. So I kissed him goodbye and came home.
And since then you haven't eaten or slept. Oh, darling, what will become of you?
I shall live out my 300 years and then become foam upon the water. And I wish it could be today.
Oh, there, there, my dear. Oh, my poor little Naida.
Grandmother, if mortals do not drown, then do they live forever?
No, but you see, mortals have souls. And even after the body is no more, their souls rise up through the clear air to the shining stars and the silver moon.
Where is that?
A beautiful region beyond the sky.
But have mermaids no souls, Grandmother? Is there no way I can gain a soul?
One way only. If a man should love you so dearly that he forsook family, friends, everyone for you, if he took your hand in his and before the holy man promised to be true to you forever, then his soul would divide itself and part would become you, which he would cherish and guard all his life as a part of him. And then you would have a soul.
Could I make my prince love me like that?
No, Naida. Cannot be. He is of the mortal world, and you are a mermaid. Your life is below the sea. Try to forget him, my dear. I'm truly sorry, dearest, but that is best.
Thank you for your understanding, Grandmother. If you'll excuse me now, I'd like to be alone in my garden. I have a plan. I want to think about it. Please let me go. Alone.
Doctor, oh, let me in quickly, please.
What's the hurry? What's the matter?
Your octopus slave is holding me. Oh, he's coming. Let me in, please.
Stop it. Dad, it's all right. Let her go. Dad, let her go, I say. Now, come in. Come in. You don't like the octopus, I gather.
What a horrible beast he is.
Yeah, but a faithful guard. You knew he was there when you came to me?
Yes. But I'd hope to avoid him.
No more than you can avoid the rest of the trouble you're seeking.
Then you know why I've come to you, Witch Doctor.
Of course, foolish mermaid. How else could I be a Witch Doctor?
Well, if you know why I've come, will you help me?
You want to lose your mermaid's body and have two awkward stumps to walk around on like mortals. That's your first wish, isn't it?
Yes, yes. Can you help me?
Certainly. Want to know the price of that?
I don't care what it is. I'll pay.
This is what will happen. I will brew you a magic drink. You will drink it. Then slowly you will change into a mortal. But it will hurt you. And ever after, every step you take will be like walking on sharp knives that will pierce and cut your flesh. Want to hear more of what you're bringing on yourself?
Yes. What else?
You will be the loveliest dancer in all the kingdom. Yours will be a grace unequaled. But the pain will continue, and blood will drip from the wounds. You want more?
Yes. Go on.
All right. Here is the most important of all. Once you lose your mermaid's body, once you become a mortal, you can never, never return to the form of a mermaid. And if you fail to win the prince's love and he marries another, on his wedding day your heart will break and you will become coral foam upon the water. You're as white as death now. You still want to win the prince?
I'm ready to try. I want a soul. I want my prince to love me as I love him. Oh, I care not what happens to me.
Death? Very well, then. I charge for this, too. Know my price?
No. What is it?
You have the loveliest voice in all the Sea Kingdom. I want that. You must leave that here with me.
But how can I hope to win the love of my prince without a voice to tell him how I adore him?
You have eyes, haven't you? You have arms. You will dance. You can make him understand through these, can't you?
I don't know. I can try.
It's your only chance. Well, that's my price.
Very well, then. I'll pay it.
All right. This flask contains the magic brew. Swim to the castle of your prince. Then drink it. Be prepared for constant pain when you walk or dance. And now, another magic potion. Drink this one now, or it takes your voice from your throat and gives it to me. Come. My price, pay it.
Oh, angels in heaven, help me. Farewell, my voice. Give me the magic potion. And now, with my last words, I drink to you, my beloved. The prince of my heart.
And so I have your voice. Now then, mortal woman, on your way. And good luck.
Come in, Your Highness.
Oh, yes. What is it, Lordworth?
Most unusual discovery, sire. This lovely little maiden. Look.
What a beautiful little creature she is. What exquisite coloring. Wherever did you find her?
On the shore, sire. Just by the marble steps leading down into the water.
Come here, little lady. Who are you? Oh, now, don't be afraid. Tell me.
We could get nothing from her, Your Highness. She won't speak.
What a pity. However, her eyes say a great deal. And until we find out more about her, we must look after her. Well, little lady, would you like to live here at the castle? You would? Oh, you're a very dear little person. I shall call you my fawn with the sea blue eyes. Would you like that? All right. Lord Worth, give orders to clothe this little lady in the finest robes. See that she has every comfort. Perhaps when she feels less shy, she will tell us who she is and where she comes from.
Yes, sir.
May I join you?
Oh, Princess Helen, come in. See the new addition to our castle.
What a perfectly lovely creature, Prince. Who is she? Where does she come from?
Lord Worth found her on the shore. We don't know who she is.
Oh, she is lovely. Welcome, my dear. What beautiful eyes. And yet, how sad. It almost makes me weep to see them. What is your name, dear?
She won't speak, Princess Helen.
Oh, but she can smile, can't you? Oh, of course she can. Look, perhaps she can dance. You can? Excellent. Music. Come, little lady, dance for us. most graceful thing I've ever seen. Look how she whirls and bends, and the motion of her arms. It's like the sea moss floating on the waves. What are you looking at, Lordworth?
Pardon, Your Highness. I thought I saw a fleck of blood on the marble floor, but I guess not. She's indeed lovely, sire.
The most beautiful dancer I've ever seen. Come, little fawn, don't tire yourself. We'll ask you to dance again tonight, will you? Oh, that's fine.
She is a real discovery, Prince. Dancing like hers will soothe the cares of the Empire. Oh, her feet. They're bleeding. Lord Worth, that was blood you saw. Little lady, come with me. Let me see that you're taken care of. Come, little lady.
Her feet bleeding, and on her face the sweetest smile I ever saw. But, Worth, it's almost as if she were of another world.
Another world, Your Highness? I think she surely is.
To you.
Oh, certainly, Helen. Please be seated. Now, what's troubling you?
You know that I am not jealous, nor do I feel anything but love for our strange little dancing lady. But I feel also that you should talk very frankly with her.
Oh? Well, why, Helen?
Surely you've noticed her adoration for you.
Oh, yes, of course. But it is only as a devoted dancing slave. Oh, she couldn't dream of anything else.
Her eyes tell a different story, my prince. And I am convinced that it is time you talked with her. Only to save her pain, believe me, that is all.
Perhaps you're right, Helen. I hadn't noticed. I simply wanted to take care of her. But I'll talk to her. Thank you for understanding.
She's coming now. I'll leave you together.
Come in, little lady. I'm glad you came. I want to talk to you. It's a little difficult because you can't speak to me. But you can hear, and I hope you'll understand. You see, being a prince and owing my life to my people, my father, the king, has decreed that my marriage to the Princess Helen must take place immediately. Are you surprised? I thought you knew, of course. It has long been arranged. My marriage takes place a week from today, just at sunrise. But that in no way affects your life here. The princess loves you devotedly, as do all of us. Will you be my sweet little dancing lady and dance your prettiest for me that day? Thank you. Oh, come, no tears. And a week from today, dance your prettiest for a prince who's very fond of you, my dear.
Naida.
Where, Undine?
Up on the balcony. Naida! Naida! Look. Down in the water, dearest sister. Your sisters. Here we are. Oh, Naida, we know. Grandmother went to the witch doctor. He looked into his magic pearl and saw your heart breaking. And he told us he'd taken your voice. Can't you say one word, darling sister? He told us of the wedding that takes place at dawn today. He said you'd failed to win the prince, and at sunrise you will die. Is it true? Oh, Naida, this is the saddest day of our lives. Farewell, dear sister. Farewell, Naida. Farewell.
Little dancing lady, where are you? Here you are on the balcony, watching the sunrise over the water. We've been looking for you. Come into the ballroom. The wedding is over, and now you must dance, as you promised. Music for the loveliest dancing girl in the world.
Prince,
closer today than ever before.
What is it? Little dancing lady. Worth, come
Sire?
Here quickly. What is it? Help me lift her to the couch.
All right, Sire.
Oh, has she fainted? Her eyes. Worth. Is she?
Prince. Ladies and gentlemen. Our sweet little dancing lady is dead.
Oh, poor little lady.
God rest her gentle soul.
Naida. Naida. Come, Naida. Open your eyes, little one. Arise, Naida.
Where am I? Once more I can speak. And there's no pain. No pain at all. To whom have I come?
To the land beyond the sky and the stars, Naida. Welcome.
Who are you?
We are known as the daughters of the air. Through good deeds we gain our souls. Your happiness is yet to be.
How, daughter of the air?
Unseen, we of this land beyond the sky are permitted to enter the houses of mortal men. When we do good deeds, the guiding spirit shortens our time of trial.
Then, someday, I too will gain a soul.
Even so, Naida.
And you say we may glide unseen into the homes of mortals?
It is true.
Oh, then I wish...
You wish what, little one?
Oh, may I? May I just once glide unseen into his home? Kiss him and his lovely bride and give him my blessing.
Naida, through this unselfish wish, your term has been shortened 200 years. And behold, your soul is born.
So ends another episode in Let's Pretend, and the story of the Little Mermaid has come true. Was it your favorite story? If not, write us and we'll try to make it come true. Would you like to see the broadcast? Then write for passes. Address all mail to Let's Pretend, Columbia Broadcasting System, New York City. The cast for today included Naida, the Little Mermaid.
Patricia Ryan.
Undine, her sister.
Sybil Trent.
Lolita.
Gwen Davies.
The Sea Grandmother.
Daisy Alden.
The Prince.
Albert Alley.
The Witch Doctor.
Arthur Anderson.
Lord Worth.
Jack Ryan.
Princess Helen.
Adelaide Bishop.
The Daughter of the Air.
Miriam Wolfe.
And studio technician for Let's Pretend, Fred Hendrickson. These stories are dramatized and produced under the direction of Nyla Mack. Your Let's Pretend radio parties ready for next Saturday at 11:30 Eastern Wartime. Until then, this is Hugh Conover saying goodbye.